Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Friday Van Halen always gets you in the right mood. Feeling good, feeling right. Once again, it is Dan Day, Omar Kelly, Trevor Harris filling in for Joe Rosa and Hollywood. They'll be back on Monday, most likely. Going to get to your text in just a minute. 305-567-0560. Want to remind you, Trevor just mentioned it. Parade, in case you didn't know, it's going to be Saturday. Get there early for multiple reasons, because parking's going to be crazy down there in Fort Lauderdale, A1A by Los Angeles.
That water taxi, by the way.
But it's also, you want to get there early and kind of get your mind right. The Florida Panthers are already getting their mind right. They were at 11 last night. They've been at the Elbow Room and 11 over the past couple of days. So they've already gotten their mind right. Get out there, enjoy. We're going to be at the Bait Shop, Lulu's Bait Shop, right there on the parade route. That's going to be a Tobin and Solana broadcast with Marcos running around doing some man on the streets reporting. Trevor and I are going to be here in the studio in case anything drops out. We'll start covering everything, at least from our bases over here. But Lulu's Bait Shop is the place to be. Go say hi to everyone and enjoy the parade, because even though it feels like it now, these things, they don't grow on trees. They're not a given every year. So enjoy winning that championship. 305-567-056. You got some good texts coming in. Once again, Omar and I were talking about clubbing and going out at Club 11. Someone asked, they're like you, Omar. They like to leave early. Get there early and leave early.
Yeah. I'm there at 11:30. I'm out at 3:30.
Do you do the that's late. I'm there at like 7:30. I'm out at like,
I know, I'm not getting to a club early. You're more of a bar.
Do you do the Irish goodbye type of way? Are you king of that?
What is this?
The Irish goodbye. Just don't tell anyone, you just leave.
I've done that.
No, I have done that, but I'm a goodbye sayer. Okay. I'm a goodbye sayer. Yes, you're correct. I understand. I understand those that just ghost the situation.
It's kind of fun to do anyway, but especially at weddings.
Here's my pet peeve about club situations, especially when you go with a group of guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation with one of my friends. The guy that wanders off, I hate that guy.
Oh, man, you're going to hate me.
I knew you were that guy, Dan. I knew you were that guy.
Oh, God, you
would
hate me,
smell
too.
I could smell that guy. The one that wanders off and disappears for 20 minutes and you have no idea where he is. Give the crew a heads up. If you are that friend that wanders off and then everybody has to send out a search party for you, no matter what it is, if you see a girl and you're going to go explore it, give one of us a clue.
Why would a bachelorette party takes you anyway?
It doesn't work that way, Omar. So you
hold on, wait. Why doesn't it work that way?
I'm going to break it down for you. We're at the club. We're having a good time. Maybe, you know, we're in a lull. We're not talking that much. I decide, you know what? I'm going to go to the bar.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. If we're taking a lap, we do laps in partners.
Okay.
We do laps in shifts.
Wait.
There is no solo lap takers.
Well, that's just the way I am.
What is this, ladies thing? We go to the bathroom together?
If you disappear solo and you're gone for 20 minutes, you've become a problem.
Yeah.
Is it half
there's
between
a, there's a man. We don't know if there's a man down situation.
It could be a man down situation.
Why an hour, though?
I understand my role in the friendship group. I am the responsible one.
You are responsible. See, I'm not.
No. And then I got to babysit you.
That's why I like you, man.
I know. That's why I have value in the group. I know my value. I know my role. I'm the responsible one. I make sure everybody gets home. I'm the designated driver because I don't really drink like that. But I hate the wanderers. all you got to do, all I'm asking, Dan, is you give one of the crew members a heads up.
Okay.
Hey, I'm on a reconnaissance mission.
Right, I'm going for a beer.
Going for
a
mission.
Bathroom, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. And then we can. We need a clue of what area you're in.
At least a timeline.
Yeah.
What happens if the person you don't like but you're invited, you just go anyways? Do you have to tell everybody else or no?
I mean, the responsible guy, who is usually me, you're responsible for the whole crew.
Yeah, you are responsible for the whole crew. You can't.
I'm usually not. That's why I'd say.
See. You guys are the problem.
I am.
Don't say you guys. Anyway,
hold on. Both of you have admitted you're the wanderer.
I admit I'm the wanderer.
I do what I want. Sometimes if it goes, it goes. You know.
I just got to be better at letting you know that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Taking a walk.
You gotta let the crew know you're taking a lap.
And you know I'm lying when I say I'm going to the bar, or going to the bathroom. I'm taking a lap, man. There's no way I'm really going
to
the bar.
There's no harm in taking a lap. However. It's better we take a lap in tandems.
Yep, okay.
I don't like tandems. That belongs to the women's going to the bathroom.
I can rely
together.
On the buddy system. The buddy system
works because then you can cross check. You've got a better scouting eye.
You got a wingman if you need one.
You got a wingman if you need one, if you need to take the team down.
Right. If you bump into someone, there's a mediator.
Yeah.
Got a point there. Another point, 786 texts in, Dan, did you see the picture of Barkov's right hand in the palm? It looked like late in the season he could barely hold a hockey stick. An NFL or NBA player would miss 2 months worth of games. Oh. Hockey players are the toughest at all sports.
That is true. I will acknowledge that. To find out, who was it that played with a torn abductor?
That was Kachuk.
Yeah, to play with a torn abductor and a groin.
Never admit that when the Panthers played the Vegas Golden Knights in the championship a couple years ago, Matthew Tkachuk had a busted spleen.
Sternum.
Okay. And they had to take his uniform and skates out of his locker because he was going to dress and go out there anyway. That's tough.
Yeah. No.
That's tough.
It is.
It's like playing with a broken leg almost. I've seen that happen before, too.
Those guys, man, they just play.
Shoot them up and you're good.
I mean, I thought I was worried about Tyrese Halliburton last night. I thought we were going to have another Kevin Durant situation where he had a bad calf and ended up tearing his ACL. It was like a precursor. Last night, I was holding my breath. And he was okay, so he played pretty well.
Okay. He was probably shot up. So,
he was
so that you don't know if he was okay. You'll know today because he probably can't even walk on it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that people don't realize, and I got to give Teron Armstead a ton of props, a ton of praise, and he's starting his own YouTube channel. I wish him the best. I YouTube channels are the way right now in media, and there's, you know, everybody's talking to chats and Twitches and whatnot. So I'm glad that he's doing that because he's got such a great personality. That's wonderful. you gotta love the insight that he brings into things.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can have his comments on Tua.
Yeah.
But to know that he played on a knee that needs to be replaced for the last 2 years, and literally he admitted he couldn't even walk during the week, and that's true because we'd never see Tyreek. We never see Teron until game day.
Yeah.
We wouldn't see him all week until game day. And then it wasn't just that he was just out there. To have your whole line protection shifted away from you while you have the most difficult assignment of the game. And to do that at such a level, like I thought earlier last season, he was playing. There was a point where it was maybe to the midseason point, maybe Buffalo, the second Buffalo game, where there wasn't a left tackle in the game that was playing close to him at his level. Maybe the guy with San Francisco.
Trent Williams.
Maybe that's the only other. He was playing at such a high level, giving you a chance, and to know that he was playing through so much pain that he had to be shot up every single game day, that's unreal. That is just completely unreal and amazing. And I know people say, oh, he's going to be paid and compensated for. Think about doing that and then having to have your knee replaced, which he's trying to avoid.
He was supposed to have his knee replaced last season. He wasn't supposed to even play. He kind of walked us through his game day schedule of getting shot up, going out there and playing, and then having to take medicine afterwards to kind of relieve the excruciating pain. And to say that he didn't have heart and to say he got burnt, you got to get out of there with that, man. I thought he had a great year, too, by the way. Everyone gets burnt in pro sports, no matter what.
Yeah.
Everybody gets dunked on. Everybody gets beat. So everyone's like, oh, man, you know. And then, like, people were saying he got burnt a couple times last year. Of course he did.
He had a couple bad games. There were two, maybe three. But I thought there was a certain point in the season. I remember it was a home game. I thought he was done. And then to know he continued to play through that. You saw him on the sidelines, and he was so depressed and so, you know, he just knew he couldn't play through that pain.
That was the funny part. Well, not funny at all, but one time he got hurt, and he basically, you could tell by his body language, he knew his body that well.
Yeah.
And I was like, he must be playing through a lot of pain to know that immediately that he got hurt, you could just tell, I'm done. I'm done. And, you know,
I don't remember what game that was.
Yeah, but I can't remember exactly.
I could probably find it, but... I thought that was the beginning. That was it. I truly did. And then he came back and he finished the season. And I was like, wow, this guy is a warrior.
Yeah, no, I did the exact same thing. I was like, well, the season's over for him. Maybe the career's over for him. And then he came back and kept playing. I was like, the next game, I was like, wow. Some more texts coming in. 772 for a hairline crack in his wrist. Talking about Tyreek Hill. Out for the season? Come on, LOL.
No,
the only reason he had surgery is because the team was going to get in trouble for not reporting it. The whole thing was BS.
No, it was not BS. Tyreek has had like three surgeries to repair both wrists. Like people don't realize. And I remember when he got hurt. And I remember when he wasn't catching the ball. In practice, I didn't know how serious it was, but it was pretty serious. And yes, I verified this. He should have shut the season down before the season began and had wrist surgery. Maybe he could have come back for like the final month of the season, but Tyreek was not going to give up on his season and his team. And that to me is admirable. If you are the cynic that does not believe that this is real, then you don't know sports. You have absolutely no idea about sports and the competitive nature and the things that these guys play through and what they take to play through it. Like, and you have no business speaking on the subject.
Yeah, just look at the hockey guys. At the end of the season, it's a war of attrition. They're just dying. I can only imagine football. They tell you, Monday walkthroughs. It's just...
Oh, God, yeah.
Walking their body, wounded.
Yeah. I've talked to defensive linemen who generally say, like, what's your body like? I love this question I ask. What's your body like on Monday? They're like, yeah, feels like a car crash.
Yeah.
And only until you've been through a car crash do you really truly understand what that means.
But, I mean, I hate to be like this, Omar. You actually brought this up because you were in the pregame with us for the Dolphins, Game Day Uncensored. If you don't know what it's like to be handcuffed, first of all, being handcuffed by a police officer, if they're even gentle, you lose a lot of feeling in your wrist and your hands. Now he was already dealing with those wrist problems. To imagine all that he went through and to sit there and say that, you know, not Omar has no heart, that Tyreek has no heart and he doesn't care, that's BS, because you said early on you knew he had something wrong. You just didn't know to what extent. He never stopped until the last couple of plays of the season. He never stopped, and he kept playing throughout everything. My question is, how successful would his season have been last year with the wrist problems if Tua would have been healthy throughout the year? His numbers would have been far higher.
Oh, without a doubt, but I don't think they would have been where he finished.
Not 17, 18. Like
not 17, 18, but this season he's healthier, he's leaner, he's clearly still fast.
He's got something to prove, I hate to say it. He's got a lot to prove.
And he's got money on the line.
Ooh, that's always the biggest determination right there. Going to be interesting, but right now we are celebrating those Florida Panthers. Where in the world will the Stanley Cup be today? Hopefully we'll find out very soon. Plus, Inter Miami got what we're going to call a big win, and I'll explain why next here on the Joe Rowe Show, 560 WQAM.
Mm-hmm. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Joe Rose Show continues on. Joe Rose, he is out West Coast living, the Sacramento, San Francisco area, that kind of whole area of the country, visiting his family. Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz, he's got some voice issues, and he kind of lived it up a little bit at Elbow Room. No, he wasn't at Elbow Room. He was actually
that's where we do our planning.
That's where our pregame show is, at Elbow Room, especially now that the Panthers, we got to get in the right mood. No, but he actually was at Waxy yesterday over in Fort Lauderdale, great Irish pub, for the Inter-Miami Porto game, which I told you yesterday, bet on Messi getting a goal. So cash that ticket. I also said bet the house that Porto was going to win because Porto is a Goliath in Portugal, and Inter-Miami... Yeah, so speaking of $1 million, and I was like, man, Inter-Miami hasn't been themselves lately. Lo and behold, Inter-Miami wins. Very big win for Inter-Miami, and I'll tell you why, Omar, because this is the FIFA Club World Cup, and with every win, you get millions and millions of dollars. So that's going to give them a little more room to play around with, and they will probably advance in the FIFA World Cup, which means if they don't totally blow the game against Palmeiras, which is a Brazilian team, on Monday, they can continue to play some big-time teams and make some big-time money. So congratulations to those guys. And also congratulations to our guy, Safed Dean, who follows Lionel Messi in Inter-Miami. He is looking fit as...
Yeah, Saf is doing it up.
Man, he looks like... I thought he was a player at one point, man. I was like, this guy is in super great shape. And I hadn't seen him... I haven't seen him off the air, you know, as far as just talking in a while. So much congratulations to those guys, and to also Safed Dean for looking great and feeling great and doing a great job as he always does. Oh, man, these Panthers, they have got it going on. I don't know where the thing is going to go today, the Stanley Cup. Of course, it was at 11 last night. Maybe there was some influential drinks or whatnot.
Will you take it to the Clevelander next, maybe?
Have they ever taken it? I don't think they took it to the Clevelander last year.
No,
so maybe that would be
a South Florida staple.
They're supposed to be tearing it down, you know that, right? And building affordable housing.
No.
Believe that. Don't believe that.
What is affordable housing?
$1 billion.
Do we really need
me getting priced out of rent again?
Isn't Levitard show it housed?
I think they moved somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I walked by the Clevelander the other day. Now that I live here.
Yeah, I haven't been by the Clevelander in years. I haven't been in a beach in years.
Really?
Goodness gracious.
No, no, man. I can get you, man.
Yeah, it's a tough life over there.
I go to Sporting News Grill every once in a while.
I don't even know where that is.
It's right there by Wet Willie's. You know where Wet Willie's is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I haven't gotten a call a cab in a long time either, which, you know, says what it says about me. But, yeah, I go down there every once in a while. I don't live too far down from there.
You don't.
So I will make trips down there, mm-hmm. and I like to take walks. And they have free concerts sometimes in South Beach, so I'll go down there and catch a little bit of that. But we had a free parade on Sunday. Los Olas, basically, A1A. They're going to be running, rocking, rolling. Get there early. Bo's Beach is going to be crowded as crazy. We're going to be at Lulu's Bait Shop. Omar was like, they have a bait shop down there? I think it's more of a seafood restaurant and bar. Last year, the parade was absolutely bonkers, Omar. I was here with my cousin Vladimir Louison. We were here in the studio making sure everything ran correctly. It was raining. It was crazy. Some of the reports were nuts that, like, literally there were guys and girls going around saying, just pour beer on me. And people, they'd like just pour beer and like people would start showering just randos with beer. Unbelievable. Matthew Tkachuk, they said his bus stopped in front of the elbow room for like 20 minutes. And like, what the hell's going on? He came rolling out with like a case of beer and like a bottle and everything. Like they were making stops along the way. It's just a celebration, man. And these hockey guys, we had Alejandro Solano on yesterday. I don't know if you heard it. He's like, what other professional athlete would do that after winning a championship? Like, you think the Heat, when they win a championship, would go out and hang out with the people at the elbow room or do anything? They rent out 11 and they party, they do this.
They go to Club 11 and they go to live. Yes.
And the Dolphins, I mean, heaven forbid, I'd love to see this. The Dolphins win a Super Bowl. You think these guys are going to be out, Tua and all those guys are going to be at local bars and clubs, you know, just celebrating? They're probably going to be somewhere pretty high end. Same thing, Marlins, once again, love to see the Marlins win the World Series. You know, those guys, Messi's not going to go, although Messi does make it around some of the places, but these guys are just absolutely crazy, man, the way they've been living the life with the people, going wild. Playing through all the injuries. Lulu's Bait Shack is the name of the place we're going to be at, by the way. I said Bait Shop. I'm sorry, 954. Thank you for correcting me. But, yeah, it's been fun. And it's just cool because you really do get a feel for South Florida when you follow around the Stanley Cup. And it's going to be here for another year. And it's going to be running all around the world because we've got guys from Finland, Europe, and Asia, and every other country, all the other continents, it seems like. So should be really fun and really great just to follow this cup and see where it leads. Oh, Omar, last night was one of those nights, man. I had no clue. I got hit in the head.
You had no clue how you got home?
Oh, no. I knew I had to be responsible because there was whispers that Hollywood wouldn't come in today, and it was going to be you and I and Trevor.
Okay.
And I was struggling with my voice yesterday because Wednesday nights at 26 Degree Brewing in Pompano Beach, I have to be really loud, so I strained my voice. So last night, I laid off the microphone and just kind of played music between the NBA Finals game. So I do remember getting home, and I was being responsible. But I will tell you, thank goodness I didn't bet a lot. I bet on Messi getting a goal, and I bet that Porto would win. So I was bad on the soccer. I did not bet the basketball game, and thank goodness because...
Yes, you would have been taken to the cleaners.
I mean, honestly, I thought Tyrese Halliburton was going to tear his ACL in the first quarter. I was believing that Pacers would hang around for three quarters and get beat by 10, 12 points. I thought it was going to be an easy game for Oklahoma City.
I would have laid my paycheck on Oklahoma City.
And now it's a game seven, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I do know. I do have a feeling of what's
going to happen. Once again, I had a feeling last night.
Yeah, I definitely had a feeling last night.
Are we rooting for the curse of the Supersonics to strike again?
No.
That's me.
I'll tell you, Indianapolis is by far the fan favorite. Every bar I go to, no one cheers for Oklahoma City, at least here. Everyone cheering for Indiana. I'm like, oh, you're a lifelong Pacers fan? I think they just like the underdog. It's always a case of if you don't have a dog in the fight,
that's fair.
You go with the underdog.
I don't know. You know what's weird about me? You'll be watching a game, and I think I'm not unique in this. You'll be watching a game. You have no vested interest, but ultimately you find yourself rooting for one team or another. And I have no idea why I am rooting for one team to win as opposed to other, instead of just watching the game.
Nope, it's in your human nature.
And that team is the Pacers.
Yep.
And I don't know why that team is the Pacers. I have no emotional tie, no interest. I don't even care.
I don't
view either team as the underdog. But I just think the Pacers, I enjoy watching their style.
Their personality, too. Yeah.
I enjoy their style. And maybe it's an underdog element. I have no idea why I'm emotionally invested in the Pacers.
Yeah, a lot of people are. They're a likable team. I like Tyrese Halliburton. Some people say he has a punchable face. I don't totally see that. He's not a Nick Sirianni. Sorry, Trevor. Everybody catches strays on a Friday. He doesn't have that type of face that makes me want to punch him. I think he's great. He's always laughing, having a good time. He seems like he's a great teammate. Yeah, but you do that. And you know me, I'm out at bars every single night for better or for worse, whether I'm working or whether I'm working. Either way. So a lot of more sports bars like Duffy's last night and tonight. And I catch a lot of games. Like, I don't have a dog in the fight.
You got the 2-for-1, huh?
Well, yeah, of course. Come on by anytime. Well, of course, you don't cross the county lines, but, you know, I can entice you.
I think there's a Duffy's.
You got to come to my Duffy's, though, man. Plantation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I know the one in Plantation. Yes. Whew.
But, yeah, you come on by, man. We'll take care of you, man. We'll take care of you. But they always take care of you. But I catch a lot of games that, like, don't really matter. Like the Phoenix Mercury versus the New York Liberty. That's highlight right now. I don't have a dog in the fight, but if the game's on, eventually I watch the game and, you know, start cheering for one team. It's just. I guess it's just your
human
nature.
Is that just the weirdest thing is, and my best friend knows this, because I've been in sports so long, I don't consider myself a huge sports fan. And in fact, just to confess this to you folks, when you're in sports as long as I am, I try to get away from sports. So sports doesn't consume, like Saturdays is a perfect example. People don't realize this. I don't watch college football. Well, I've openly admit this. When I watched a draft prospect at the end of the season, I have no idea who won that game. None. But I'm just watching for that prospect. I have no investment in it. I don't check to see who won the Texas-Michigan game. I don't really care. I'm watching it for the prospect. So Saturday is my day for myself because I do sports every single day. So Saturday's my day that I'm not going to sit there and watch college athletics. If it's, especially if there was a point where I tuned out the Hurricanes and I stopped caring. I'm back to caring. Cam Ward made me care, so Cam Ward made me watch.
That is breaking news right now. I'm going to say that right now. I'm going to play the chime.
So I'm back to caring about the Hurricanes again. Mm-hmm. But other than that, Saturday is my day, is my sports free day.
Yeah. I mean, it's like anybody else that works 6 days a week in their office. Do they spend their off day at the office doing work?
No.
Of course not. I do want to ask you this, Omar, and this is just maybe because I'm interested in this. Does the Dolphins' outcome of a game affect your life? Like, if they have a terrible game, do you feel a little worse going home? Are you a little, you know, teeing your coffee cup?
You have no idea. And
if they have a great game, you go home, you're a little lighter.
No. People don't realize this, but victories makes my week easier. Victories make me more money. Winning season makes me more money.
Okay, so you are
winning season
you
makes my job easier. I absolutely have a vesting interest. And when they lose, people don't realize this, especially because they're detached. But fans want to beat up everybody associated with the Dolphins, and I just so happen to be associated with the Dolphins. I am the easiest. I am the most reachable person associated with the Dolphins. So people treat me like I'm their therapist and like I'm their punching bag after a loss.
You're a lightning rod. You're an easy target.
Yeah, I'm an easy target. So generally, my feed will be filled with people taking jabs at me or punching at me. And sometimes I punch back. Sometimes, you know, after a tough loss, I generally just don't check my Twitter feed.
That's best,
baby. I have done this for years and years and years and years. When they lose, I will always give people my three reasons on Twitter why they lost. And people have gotten to be, you know, emotionally attached to that. They're like just sitting there waiting for these three reasons. And it won't be the low hanging fruit. And people treat that like therapy. It's weird that I have to become people's therapist for the Dolphins.
Do you charge at least?
I should. And in fact, people, there's Patreon platforms and
Substack.
See, there's a new world out there. There's an absolute new world out there. People, when I was working with All Dolphins, we realized there was more value and more money associated with not even me writing a story or not even me going inside the locker room. People just wanted to chat and listen right after the game, which is why you have tremendous value to this radio station.
Right, right.
They want to vent.
Yeah.
They want to be heard.
To get it off their chest, yeah. I love it. I'm all about getting it off their chest and doing that. So maybe just the Dolphins win all the games this year, win most of your games this year, make everyone's life, including your own lives, that much easier. Next, I do want to talk to you about the Dolphins' kryptonite, and there may be an expiration date on it, Omar. We'll talk about that next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Joe Rose Show, Dan Day, Omar Kelly, Trevor Harris. Omar, tell me if you've heard this before. Let's just fast forward to September 7th. Get Dolphins-Colts. It's in Indianapolis. A winnable game for both teams. Let's say the Dolphins get the win. Next week, you go home opener against the Patriots. They got Mike Vrabel there. They're still kind of getting their feet. Now you can be 2-0. You're 2-0. Looks like we might have some things going for us. We're cooking. Who do you face in week 3 on a Thursday night at 8:15 at their house?
Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo baby. Bills. But no, we got it figured out, Omar. We've been waiting for this, right? We've seen this play before, right?
No. Don't be waiting for nothing. Don't be waiting to see daddy.
But we figured it out. We're 2-0.
How are you sure we figured it out? What proof do you have?
We're 2-0. We're going to go into their place. We're going to excise all those demons.
We're going to get chin checked. That's what we're going to do.
That brings me to Josh Allen. He had an MVP season last year, whether he deserved the MVP or not. Still, an MVP-type season. He owns us.
Who did they want to give it to again? I think it was Lamar.
It was Lamar Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them had great numbers, great seasons. They like to spread the wealth around. That's fine.
Absolutely. We're a wealth-spreading society and media contingent.
We just can't seem to beat Josh Allen and the Bills. Josh Allen owns us, but he plays he plays a very physical style of ball. I talked about this yesterday.
Well, you mean Buffalo plays a very physical style of ball.
Buffalo does, but Josh Allen also, very physical style of ball. What is the expiration date on that? Because we saw with Cam Newton, who played that type of game also, where eventually his body just gave out. He couldn't do it anymore. Is there, Josh Allen, a date where maybe it's just going to give out? There's going to be no more left.
You know, it's funny because you're basically in my wheelhouse right now, where people who know me and follow my work know I'm not a big fan of athletic quarterback. I'm not a big fan of scrambling quarterbacks. I think that's in vogue now. It's very trendy, mm-hmm. but it doesn't last.
Right.
Name me the athletic quarterback who lasted without evolving into a pocket passer.
Mm.
Even Michael Vick evolved into a pocket
passer. You stole my answer, by the way.
No. He evolved into a pocket passer.
I know he did.
And that style just doesn't last. It's great. It's like a cheat code, which is why defenses hate facing that player. But you know how many seasons I've waited for Josh Allen to get hurt and regress to the mean? We're probably in season number 6 of still waiting for that. And it hasn't happened. He's humongous. And that's what people don't get, how big he is. Even Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes can scramble. Mm-hmm. He does scramble. But when you watch him play, he selectively scrambles.
Absolutely.
There is a third down. There's a fourth quarter. There's a game on the line when he will scramble.
He's looking to run, yeah.
Yeah, that's when he's looking to run.
Yeah, but he doesn't look to run on a regular basis.
And that can lead to success, which is what separates him from the rest of the pack. Even Lamar is trying to evolve and has evolved, in my opinion, as a pocket passer, even though Lamar could be a 1,000-yard scrambler and is a 1,000-yard scrambler whenever he feels like it. But that style does not last. The problem that I have right now in this theory is that I look like I'm wrong. I look like I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Cook. You gotta let it cook a little bit, though.
Yeah. This is a slow cooker. This is a slow burn.
Yeah.
So I'm being patient. But Josh Allen is really challenging the trend and what's going on when you see him and his style. I look at it, and even the Buffalo Bills last year, I will tell you, that was a rebuilding team. That was a rebuilding Buffalo Bills team.
Because Stephon Diggs and all that.
Yeah. You basically purged a lot of your locker room to get younger, cheaper players in, and you still won at the highest level, and it was Josh Allen who put the team on his shoulders. And I will say this. This Tua's having a similar season where they kind of purge their locker room. They're going younger and cheaper, and that means more of this season's load is going to be placed on Tua's shoulders. And I'm curious to see if he can handle that load.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what Tua is going to do health-wise, but also leadership-wise and everything that's going on. We've lost some of our big leaders. We want to see him take a step up in all areas. And, you know, we know what he can do when he is healthy for an entire season and has a more healthy lineup. There's going to be injuries, but it seems like the Dolphins are doing what most of the league is doing. They saw what the Philadelphia Eagles did in the Super Bowl and said, that's how you win in this league now. Solidify the trenches, get big and strong up front, and, you know, make the plays on offense when you need. Maybe rely on your running game a little bit more. And the problem is you need the personnel to do that. And the Dolphins, like you said the other day, Omar, they put the credit card away for a little bit. You know what? You can't just go out and use dad's credit card anymore wherever you want and wherever you want.
Absolutely. I have a piece coming out in the Miami Herald. Hopefully it's up within the next hour. The 10 things we learned about the Miami Dolphins this offseason. And that's at the very top of it. Steve Ross put his checkbook away. And that's a huge indicator of the type of season that you should expect, because Ross has 5 times in his career, he's made a player the highest paid player at his position.
Mm-hmm.
2 times in his career as the owner, he's set the record for how much cash has been spent in the offseason by an NFL team. And that includes last year. How will this team respond to Ross putting the credit card away? We'll find out.
It's interesting. Buffalo responded very well last year. You thought, oh my goodness, this team, they're going to take a dip down, and they actually kind of took a step up. And of course, when you got the guy who wins the MVP, that helps a lot. But this might be the jolt that the Dolphins need. Maybe going young, getting hungry, getting the most out of your players, not spending, you know, like Daddy Warbucks, just putting money out there. We shall see. 3-2-1 text in. Dan Day, are you serious? Tua will definitely expire before Josh Allen will. I didn't compare the two who'd expire first. I just said, how much longer does Josh Allen go taking those big hits, running those big physical runs? He is a absolute battering ram, but the human body can only take so many hits. Like I said, Lamar Jackson, he's even said, I want to be more of a passer. And statistically, Lamar Jackson is probably the best rushing quarterback there's ever been in the NFL. So if he's saying that, he knows there's a little something to it. And Cam Newton, that last year or so was just, man, that was tough to see a guy who at one point was MVP and Mr. All-World. Really, his body just kind of quit on him. Love him on the TV. Didn't love him with the Carolina Panthers because, you know, I'm also a Saints fan. But
and Auburn, too, for you.
Oh, gross. I can't stand those guys. Nonetheless, Tua, he has a different expiration date for than Josh Allen. It's not so much the physical game. It's not his physical style, although he doesn't get down very much out there. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, it should be interesting. This league, you know, you're going to have to play with some discomfort, but you really always want to play with your quarterback. And even Mike McDaniel made a mention of it yesterday. Like, a healthy Tua makes us a better team. And that's kind of a no, a dust scenario, but we'll see. Health, it's a big deal here in the NFL. The healthier, deeper teams always go the furthest. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Coming back with the 8 o'clock hour here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.